Tenang, tenang. Tan Sri Pengerusi akan buat press conference.
Please be calm. We'll be holding a press conference. Please give him some space.
Kekal tenang.
Please remain calm.
All right. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala asyrafil anbiya wal mursalin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Saya ingin membacakan,
I would like to read out a statement that we have drawn up to announce our
pilihan raya umum,
the results of the election, the general elections today, in that relates to the Perikatan Nasional. This, we have discussed this at the special meeting of the the Executive Committee of the Perikatan Nasional. First of all, we are grateful to God for the success of the Perikatan Nasional
memenangi 70,
having won 73 parliamentary seats
setakat ini,
so far,
termasuk 22,
including 22
calon PN yang menggunakan logo PAS,
PN candidates on the PAS logo, on the PAS ticket.
Masih
in Terengganu, there are 6 more seats which we are still going through vote counting by the Elections Commission. I would like especially to thank all voters throughout the country for their strong support to the Perikatan Nasional.
Gelombang sokongan rakyat,
the wave of support by the people, from the people for Perikatan Nasional, particularly from young voters, has enabled the Perikatan Nasional to achieve success beyond expectations.
Saya mengucapkan tahniah.
I would like to congratulate all Perikatan Nasional candidates who won their seats, and I would like also to take this opportunity to express my highest thanks and appreciation to all the party machinery for their hard work, their commitment, and their strong fighting spirit that has enabled the party to achieve this success beyond expectations. For the purposes of the forming the federal government, I will be talking to the leadership of parties in Sabah and Sarawak as soon as possible. In order to ensure stability, the Perikatan Nasional would also welcome the involvement of any party prepared to accept the Perikatan Nasional's mission to form a government that is concerned, clean and stable. The Perikatan Nasional also has sufficient number of seats to form the state government of Perlis.
Andai kata Perikatan Nasional berjaya
the Perikatan Nasional succeed in forming the government with parties, like-minded parties, our focus will be meeting all the offers that we offered to the people during the campaigning. Thank you.
Yeah. Ah,
I have made this statement that we are ready to work with any party. I did not speak in particular about UMNO. Only those who are ready with party in Sabah and Sarawak. It's okay, I've already made this statement that we are ready, but we don't need to say more, so I will leave it to the wisdom of the high leadership in Perikatan Nasional, taking into account the situation and also the perspectives that have been voiced by the leadership. So we will take into account everything. What's important is that we hope with Perikatan Nasional heading the government, we can create a political climate that's very stable. This means that we must take into account certain parties. If they are aligned with us and willing to accept the policies moved forward by Perikatan Nasional, we will consider it. As of today, we have found that the encouragement from Sabah and Sarawak is quite good. We have also received a letter from the palace. The content I will not mention, but it has conveyed to us what we need to fulfill according to what the Sultan has said. So we would not reveal it. This requires us to take steps as soon as we can, which means that part of the discussion that we will meet tomorrow and can be finalized before tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah? No, there's no such thing as the audience. We will have to comply with what has been directed by Istana Negara. Yeah? Tidak. Not with PH. Okay, cukup. Terima kasih. Assalamualaikum.
Okay, enough. Thank you. Good night.
Perikatan! Perikatan!
A short and sharp speech there from Muhyiddin Yassin and Perikatan Nasional. Quite a bit to unpack. Just to give you a bit of a recap of what we just heard, he confirmed that they have 73 parliament seats so far. They are waiting on 6 more seats to come as the results continue to be counted and tabulated. He thanked supporters and especially young voters. He thanked them as well.
He congratulated candidates who've won their seats, the party machinery as well, all their efforts for this election. He said that he will be talking to the leadership of Sabah and Sarawak as soon as possible, with the hopes, perhaps, his inference of forming the next government in order to assure stability for Malaysia. He concluded his remarks by saying that he would be prepared, the party, Perikatan Nasional, would not be prepared to work with PH, Pakatan Harapan.
Yeah, that was a question shouted to him from the crowd. He was very quick to answer that one in a short, very short statement. Just not with PH was the only statement. We heard another chanting from the crowd of Tolak Zahid. We'll get the thoughts of our guests on that in a moment. We're just continuing to look at pictures now of Parikatan Nasional. And buoyant mood, Dawn, we can see there from that press, the news conference from Parikatan Nasional. Let's get some reaction from our guests here in studio. It's just gone 3:10 in the morning. That's as close to a victory speech as I suppose we're going to get this morning. We were expecting a speech from Pakatan Harapan, but it seemed Parikatan Nasional beat them to the punch with that one. So what's your immediate thought? What's the biggest takeaway, I suppose? We'll start with that. Serena, come to you. Your thoughts on what we heard there?
Yeah, it does sound like, you know, he's declared it for themselves. And I think the kicker was really to say they got a letter from the palace, right? So for the Malay base, that means they've got it and they have to do something. So clearly that means they have to find enough numbers. I think one of the other questions asked is, can you get an audience with the Agong? And he said, no, we have to follow the procedures. So that's interesting. I think, you know, this is all political manoeuvring and to demonstrate that they have won it. But if you actually look at the figures, if we can go by any of the figures that are coming out, it's actually they haven't completely won it yet.
Yeah.
And if you look at the party breakdown, then PAS has the highest numbers, followed by DAP, followed by PKR, followed by UMNO, followed by Bersatu. So if Muhyiddin is speaking as Bersatu, he's not actually that high up in the rankings, but that's the ultimate breakdown. And, you know, these things sometimes don't matter. So I guess everything then depends on tomorrow.
Yeah. And Francis, no love lost for Pakatan Harapan in his final, you know, remarks there.
Yes, indeed. But also from the audience, you know, there was also a rejection of key leadership within UMNO. But then when you look at the numbers, I'm not sure how this is going to work if they're going to be saying no UMNO and no PH, because when you look at the numbers without one of these two, they don't have a majority.
Yeah, there's still some outstanding races to call. But he did give a timeline in terms of the palace and a visit to the palace before tomorrow afternoon, he said.
I think he's looking at being able to tie down perhaps a coalition. Yeah, which by tomorrow afternoon.
So discussions already in hand.
They are already in hand.
He did leave the door open. I mean, he was saying they'd welcome other parties that shared their vision, of a clean and stable government and the like. And we heard the crowd shouting Tolak Zahid, which in the translation is a pushback or rejection of him. Now that we have this sort of no party hopping law, it's a bit harder to sort of get individuals across to you to make up numbers. A whole party is an all or nothing, if you like, when it comes to parties. Do you think that sort of complicates things a little bit, looking at how the numbers are sort of as they stand at the moment?
I think we have to remember that party hopping law was created when Zahid was in power, essentially, right? And that was approved. And while everybody got excited about it, there were a number of analysts who were giving warnings about it. And this is it. This is it being shown that the loophole is that the whole party can move. And this is the one that they're going to use now. So we'll have to see. You know, he could say today that he's not working with Zahid, but he could work with BN if Zahid does not win, because we still don't have the results, for Zahid's seat. So in the end, he could still go back to BN, right? And, you know, today and tomorrow are, it's already tomorrow.
Today is tomorrow.
Yes,
it's 3:14 in the morning, and we're trying to piece together, you know, what this could mean. And, you know, keep a lot of parties, Muhyiddin Yassin keeping some things close to his chest with regards to this.
Yeah, one of those things, and data that we don't know just yet, the youth vote. We're not quite sure how it played, but he made specific reference to it.
Yeah,
thanking
them.
Young voters for this win, which exceeded their expectations. Francis?
Sure. But coming back to, if I may, the party hopping, I think, though, in this context, and I think they had this in mind when they were debating this, because imagine if you can't move parties, then how would it work? Now, you would have these unwieldy coalitions that maybe you can't bring together. So I do think that there is a silver lining in the sense that you can't have individuals going, which means that in the event you actually cobble together a coalition, it is more stable than in the former context. So at some level, I do think that this is a notable advance.